Bro, fraud is getting out of hand. And the worst part is people think the biggest Amazon scam right now is the refund hustle. But honestly, that's only half the story. Because while everyone online is bragging about finessing a free package, there's something bigger going on in the background. It's the fake Amazon drivers that are showing up at people's homes. Uniforms, vans, packages, and sometimes even badges. None of it's real. Let me challenge you with something. We think doorstep delivery makes life convenient, but that convenience makes it an easier entry point for fraud in the modern world. And the people that are running these scams are getting smarter by the day. By the end of this video, you know exactly why these fake Amazon drivers are popping up, how the scams actually work, and how to protect your home, your package, and your identity. And if you've seen my Amazon refund video, you'll know that the world of the e-commerce fraud is bigger, smarter, and quicker than we've ever seen before. All right. So let's go ahead and break it down. The rise of fake Amazon drivers. Over the last year, doorstep fraud has become bigger. Package theft, impersonation tactics, and phishing plays have spiked every single year, especially as more people rely on groceries, gifts, and essential items. Scammers have figured something out. If you look like a delivery driver, people automatically trust you. First, what they do is they copy the uniform and vest from Amazon's website, and then they slap on a magnetic logo onto a cheap van. And they have the audacity to walk up confidently to your home like it's a routine and say that there's a delivery issue and it needs your attention. And you've guessed it, people fall for it because the psychology is simple. Urgency creates compliance, uniforms create trust, and doorsteps create vulnerability. This is the new evolution of package theft, and it's happening in the neighborhoods that thought that they were safe from this scandal. And that's why it's important to know how these scams work. Let me paint the typical scene. You hear a knock, open the door, and there they are. An Amazon driver that's holding a package with your address on it. Right after you come to the door, they tell you that something went wrong with your package and you need to re-verify your identity. Or if they don't hit you with that, they'll tell you you need to re-sign for the package. They might ask for your name, phone number, and email, the basic personal information. And sometimes they'll get bold, claiming that the package was damaged and that they need to inspect it inside of your own home. And that part is where it starts to get very dangerous. And sometimes they'll hand it to you, walk away, only to return later and steal the package that Amazon originally dropped off. And even crazier, in more sophisticated cases, they'll scan your package with a fake device that captures your shipping ID. And they'll take that same shipping ID and file fraudulent claims that's tied directly to your account. And yes, some of these tactics have been reported on social media and filed through local neighborhood forums. People post their doorbell videos asking, "Has anyone seen this weird Amazon delivery driver today?" Turns out, yes, it's becoming a trend. This is the refund scam psychology taken right to your doorstep. Now we're gonna dig deeper into the tools and tactics that scammers use. This isn't someone that's throwing on a random vest. These steps are calculated. They use fake uniforms ordered online, fake ID badges printed at home, even Amazon-looking vans with decals or magnets, and they find a way to spoof Amazon's tracking links. They'll even send fake Amazon notifications saying that your package needs verification. And some operate in small groups or even larger teams. And here's the breakout. There's one person that impersonates the driver, and there's another person that monitors the tracking numbers. And then there's a salesman who resells the packages. It looks random from the outside, but it's a pipeline. A organized business models, but for criminals. And if you're still here, you obviously care about the money traps that most people never see. And I'll keep breaking these down so that your home, your wallet, and your identity stays 10 steps ahead. Stick with Money Talks Media, where we turn trending risk into protection. As always, appreciate your continued support. Let's jump right back in. I bet you're wondering, well, who is at risk? If you live in a busy urban area, this happens a lot more than you may think. High demand, luxury neighborhoods have more packages, which becomes a primary target. Suburban neighborhoods with porches and side entrances are prime opportunity. Apartment complexes with unsecured lobbies get hit the hardest, especially if the units are on the first floor. And lastly, it's the elderly residents, whether they're in their own home or their retirement homes. And it's because they're more vulnerable to scams and they'll likely trust someone with a uniform. But this also reminds me that the elderly is also a target for Zelle scams too. So I encourage you to check out this video above as well, because in that video, I break down how Gen Z and the elderly are prime targets for Zelle scams. If you think that you're safe, you're not, so I encourage you to check it out. But back to the fake Amazon delivery drivers, criminals look for easy, no confrontation targets. They're not just picking homes randomly, they're being strategic. They're choosing the ones where the odds are stacked in their favor. How Amazon, banks, and law enforcement are fighting back. Amazon is not asleep on this. They're tightening driver verification and rolling out features like in-app delivery codes with photo confirmation. In law enforcement, they're stepping in too. Neighborhoods with repeated reports are launching patrol cars around the area. And just like earlier, when I was talking about the social media video doorbell posting, police departments are using that to identify impersonators. And lastly, Amazon shares their fraud data analytics with real-time investigators. But here's what most people never see. Banks are alongside of them fighting as well. When a scammer impersonates a driver and captures your identity, it eventually leads to the following. Number one is unauthorized transactions. Number two, rapid dispute claims. And then number three, account takeover attempts. This is why banks invest millions of dollars into fraud protection, identity verification, and anti-money laundering systems. Not because it's optional, but because it's likely to hit customer accounts that they have. And everyone I just mentioned are tightening gaps in different angles. The platforms, the banks, the police, and the fraud teams. So since the criminals adapt, the system adapts. But the crazy news is the criminals won't stop. They'll just evolve. Now let's wrap this up with tips to protect yourself. You don't need to be paranoid. You just need to be aware. Always, always, always check your delivery app when an Amazon driver shows up. Every real delivery will have a timestamp and a driver photo. If someone walks up to you and asks for personal information, stop them immediately. Amazon drivers never need your phone number or email to give you a package. And I shouldn't be telling you this, but don't ever sign a package that you never ordered. If something feels off, decline and check your mobile app. And if you're on the first floor or in a home, install a doorbell camera if you can. Or if you're close by an Amazon locker, try to pick up your package there. Especially during holiday seasons, these scams start to ramp up. Your awareness slows the entire scam down. The bigger picture, e-commerce security. Fake Amazon drivers aren't an isolated issue. They're a part of a bigger pattern. From refund scams to fake TikTok shop impersonators, scammers are exploiting places where convenience built trust. And on the banking side, we've seen the same pattern. In banks, the fraud budget shrinks, but on the criminal side, the fraud tactics get stronger. That's why understanding the system matters. And here at Money Talks Media, we're going to continue to break it down. And once you understand the system, you'll also understand the risk. And once you understand the risk, you'll begin to take control. Stay sharp. Stay protected. As always, thanks for watching. Take care. And I'll see you in the next one.